From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Voters in Thailand Sunday approved a military-backed constitution opening the way for new elections. But critics see the vote as legitimizing the military's role in government for years to come. Thailand's Election Commission says with 91% of the ballots counted, 62% of voters said they approved the new constitution while 38% rejected it. The junta-backed draft would create an unelected prime minister during political gridlock as well as an unelected Senate with reserve seats for the junta. Prior to Sunday's vote, the military used laws supporting the referendum to fine and imprison people campaigning against the draft. Iran has executed a nuclear scientist who was convicted of giving top-secret information about Tehran's controversial nuclear program to the United States. The execution of Shahram Amiri was confirmed Sunday by Iran's official news agency. Through a translator, Amiri explained how he was detained.
I was abducted in Medina in front of my hotel by U.S. and Saudi intelligence agents. Then I was transferred to an unknown location in Saudi Arabia.
A U.S. official said in 2010 that the U.S. received useful information from Amiri. Extremely powerful storms have claimed the lives of at least 17 people in the Macedonian capital of Skopje. At least six people are missing. Dozens more have been hospitalized. Authorities say the death toll could rise as the government plans to issue a state of emergency for 2 weeks in the most affected areas. This is VOA News. Syrian rebels on Sunday broke a three-week government hold on the embattled city of Aleppo, a major military setback for forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. The advance was marked by celebrations among civilians and rebel fighters, but there were fears of food shortages in western areas still held by government forces. Pope Francis condemned the continued fighting in Syria, saying it's unacceptable that so many helpless, including many children, must pay the price of the conflict, the price of closed hearts and the lack of desire for peace by the powerful. The doping scandal surrounding mostly Russian athletes grabbed headlines leading up to the Rio Olympics. Now that the competition moves into day two, athletes are looking to put the incident behind them. Jeff Swigert reports from Rio de Janeiro.
With the 2016 Games in Rio underway, the issue of doping still looms large over certain events. Last week, the International Olympic Committee ruled that 271 Russian athletes would be allowed to compete in the Games, more than two-thirds of their original entry list of 389. This after an independent commission uncovered state-sponsored doping in track and field. Further investigation found other sports were involved. This is the first Olympics for American weightlifter Morgan King. She says she has tried to push the doping scandal aside and stay focused.
For me, it being my first one, you know, I definitely don't want that to kind of overshadow the experience. And, you know, in weightlifting, I think did the right thing.
All of the athletes we talked to said it was time to move on. Jeff Swigert, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
The most decorated athlete in Olympic history, Michael Phelps of the United States, will try to extend his medal count when he competes in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay Sunday. The U.S. women's gymnastics team also is seeing its first competition on day two of the Summer Games in Brazil. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is questioning the mental health of his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. Speaking at a rally in New Hampshire Saturday, Trump said Clinton is, in his words, unhinged and unbalanced. The Clinton campaign, in response, said it's unfortunate that Trump's only method of dealing with his own disastrous week is lashing out with more absurd personal attacks. A new Washington Post ABC News national poll Sunday shows Clinton with an 8 percentage point lead over Trump. The American Civil Liberties Union is welcoming the release of an edited version of President Barack Obama's once-secret policy on using drone aircraft to combat terrorists around the world. The president's drone policy calls for American military forces to use such weapons only when there is near certainty that a terrorist target is within range and that noncombatants will not be killed or injured. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.